Jowson, sweetie, please drop that beat to start the show.
The Romantic Truth Podcast extends a loving and warm welcome to listeners in celebration of our sixth year of the show. We wish you a promising 2024.
Please be advised that due to the language, subject matter, and topics of the show, adults 18 years of age and older are highly recommended for this content.
Uninterrupted and commercial-free listening.
Now, since all of that is over, I would like to take this opportunity and introduce you to the host of Romantic Truth, Jowson in Las Vegas.
Hi everyone, Jowson with you here. Romantic Truth, Las Vegas, baby. Yeah, keeping it real. Folks, what would you think about if it were a law to have a DNA test when a woman gives birth? That would mean the mother, of course, the father, and a child would be swapped in order to verify paternity. Now, a lot of people wouldn't want this, I don't think. A lot of men would probably want it. A lot of women may not. Because one of the most embarrassing things that a woman could experience, from what I've been told, is that they would have a child and thought it was one man's child and convinced them that it was his child, when in actuality she didn't know and it was someone else's kid. I was listening to a podcast the other night, and this lady was on there, very belligerent, and they took the segment down because it got kind of heated in there, to say the least. All people were name calling and swearing and talking about they were going to pull up and all this other dumb shit that you hear the kids say. What had happened? She got with this guy and she became pregnant 3 times with this man. They were cohabitating and she's working down that all 3 of the children were his. Well, I think the oldest is 7, the other one was 5. And the other one was like 3. He decided to swab the kids and get a DNA test. None of those children were his. So he confronted her about this, and she denied it. And then after, he started piecing things together and realizing that while he was at work, while he was taking care of his sick parents, she was inviting a neighbor over. The neighbor was married and had children of his own. She felt as though she didn't do anything wrong. And she finally admitted, yeah, I did sleep with him. But at first she tried to deny and say that DNA was a lie and she knew who she slept with, and she started counting off the months. And then one of the other women on the panel tripped her up. And she said, well, wait a minute now. For your 3-year-old, you said you got pregnant here, and the woman counted out almost 14 months. She said, so that's virtually impossible. And the lady threatened to take off her mic and walk off the show. Now, eventually she did, because it got very heated and nasty. There were women there supporting her, but there were a lot of women there in her shit. And one of the ladies that came on the panel, she had 4 children. And she openly admitted she didn't know who the fathers were, because she was chasing the money and the lifestyle for so many years. She didn't care whether these guys had a condom or not. The only thing she was consumed with was trying to become wealthy and famous. And she talked about how she had to wind up coming back home to her mom and dad, and later on taking care of them before they passed away and they left her the house. And her mom told her, you fucked up your life enough. Don't fuck it up anymore. don't lose this house. And she said that that sparked a flame in her to do better in life. Because her mom and dad were always there. She'd leave home months at a time, comes back pregnant, leave the baby with her parents, go off again, come back pregnant again. Because the man had kicked her to the curb, trying to fit in. Now this lady's got herself together. She's counseling other women, and I think she's in her second year of law school now. Went on to college, and she pulled it together. But she said she wouldn't have done it until her mom died. And the reason being, that triggered that she would have to be responsible for the first time in her life. Because mom and dad weren't there to clean up her mess anymore. I tried to get a copy of the podcast, but when I went back, they had deleted everything on there, all the episodes. And they do that every once in a while when you have too many episodes. Because I looked on CastBox the other day, I got 669 episodes of this show. Kind of shocked me. Dang. But it's something to consider. And I'm sure somebody's going to bring up legislation to do that at some point. So it's something to kind of get the wheels turning now. And of course, as many of you heard, in the news they started talking about how these weight loss pills now can make you a little bit more fertile in some instances. That's the reason why I tell you, fellas, you better wear condoms. These women are going to lose weight through these pills. And one of the side effects is that they may become more fertile. And she's going to be finer because she's slimmer for some of you. And you're going to be tearing that ass up. I already know you are. You deviant bastard. But that's okay because I'd be doing the same thing. I ain't going to lie. But, Melissa, I got your email. I'm in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It's pretty simple. I wish I could find a man that was honest, decent, didn't lie, didn't have any children preferably, just had any kind of simple job where I could have an uncomplicated life where we can communicate, do things together, and just live. The only thing I've found on these dating sites is a whole bunch of turmoil and drama. Where are the good men, Jocelyn? My dear, they're around you, all around. See, the thing is, the good men for some women are not the women, are not the men that the women want because of their packaging. Ladies, a good man could be a short man. A good man could be a tall man. A good man could be a man on a cane. But see, a lot of you, you don't spend any time in that. You're too busy looking at the aesthetics, the optics. That's where you focus. And that's what's got you blinded. Some of you ladies always wonder, why is he talking to her? She doesn't look like anything. That's the first thing out of most women's mouths. She's fat. Maybe that man sought out the caliber, the character of the woman, the inner workings of her. Maybe that's the nexus between the two of them. You see, when a man goes for the woman he wants, let me explain a couple of things because some of you asked about this. A man will get the woman he needs, and that'll be the woman that's actually interested in him for a relationship. And more often than not, she chose him, he didn't choose her. Especially if he had low self-esteem and didn't think that he could get a woman like that. You know, it's like the guy that went out in the little rowboat and wound up catching a damn 15-foot marlin, and the marlin's longer than the boat. And he's wondering, how am I going to get this fish back to shore? Well, in this case, you have to look at it from the standpoint, he's elated to have this opportunity with a woman like that. So what is he going to do? He's going to try his damnedest to keep her. Because she chose him, and let's say she might be a high commodity. She might be a good-looking woman. However, he might have to pay a significant price in order to keep her. Meaning that his insecurity is going to run rampant. And he has to figure out a way of managing it. See, with an average-looking woman, he would feel as though, well, I have too much to worry about. And if she's not so aesthetically attractive or ugly, he's like, oh, hell, I could let her go out anywhere by herself. Nobody would want her ass. Some guys will think that. And there's a term that some guys use called ugly fine. An ugly fine woman is a woman that's not so attractive facially, but she has a nice body. These are the guys that will take these women out, but only take them to certain places where he won't be ostracized for her looks. The only reason why the guy would do that is because he would feel as though if I took her to a place where there are a lot of attractive women, they would think that this kind of woman is the only kind of woman I could attract. So he takes her to places where there are not too many attractive people. So in that sense, he's the pretty boy out of the couple. And if anything, he doesn't have to worry about her messing around with anyone else as he sees it. If anything, he doesn't have to worry about her probably being screwed by the other guys, but damn sure not going into a relationship with them. That's the thinking of some men, ladies. Yes, it's that shallow. Now, the other side of the coin is this. Some men will try hard for a beautiful woman, get her, even if he had to lie to her and exaggerate a whole bunch of things such as the job, income, all the rest. And now, he's trying to rob Peter to pay Paul to keep her. He's trying everything under the sun to keep this woman. He's kissing her ass, lying to her, whatever she wants. But he can't keep it up. But he needs her because it makes him feel like somebody. He shows her off to his friends. He feels like he's arrived, that he's accomplished, that he's successful. I'm wearing my success on my arm. Even though he may have a fake Rolex. He may have an outdated car that needs a whole lot of work. But he's got this fine-ass woman. See, fellas, I can pull. Raises his self-esteem. The problem for many guys who wind up with the nice-looking woman, if you're an ugly dude and you have the nice-looking woman, women will make the assumption that the only reason why she's with him is because of either money or sex. Which means, fellas, that if you're not that handsome dude, there's a good possibility you lose her. Those other fine-ass women you saw in the club or wherever, they're not going to give you that opportunity. It's like a one-off. So, ladies, what do a lot of men do that are not so handsome? They have a great sense of humor, don't they? They got to make you laugh. Or they got to be successful and have money. Well, the same thing with some unattractive women. More than likely, they know they got to make their own way. They get jobs and work their asses off. Careers. What's wrong with that? Now, I know you're saying, well, that's kind of hollow what you're talking about. It is, but that's the way many people are. You hear an echo when you're talking to the ear sometimes. The one thing to keep in mind with something like this is that man that gets that gorgeous woman, especially if she chose him, that lifts his self-esteem like you wouldn't believe. Now, the problem with that, ladies, because you could genuinely love this man, but he might get full of himself because he pulled a fine-ass woman like you. He's like, well, hell, if I pulled her fine-ass, let me see what else can happen here. Because if I can pull that, that also means that I could do better. And once he gets to that point, he starts getting the big head. Then he goes for the woman he wants. Now, ladies, the woman he wants, he's going to cheat on you either for her or with her. He's going to figure out a way. And if she gives him any attention like you gave him, he's going to gobble it up. Now, here's the thing, though. This woman is within reason for him. She may have some of your same physical characteristics. And again, she may not. It depends. Usually when men go for women that are not physically the same as the person they're dealing with, like the same build, they're usually doing that as an exercise that has to do more with something that was not resolved prior. The kind of woman they wish they could have had or wanted to experiment or wanted to see what it was like to be with. That's all that is. Nothing more than that. Now, that woman that looks similar to you, ladies, she might be the threat. Because he's already established the build of woman that he really desires and likes in you. Well, that means that there may be something internally with you that he doesn't like. Maybe about your character or something like that. And so what this means is that at this point, he's looking at it from the standpoint of, you know what? She's a better deal than who I'm with. There's a high likelihood that if he were to go and leave you, he would probably leave you for a woman that looks similar to you. It's not always the case, but many times that's the case. So just keep that in mind. Now, the other thing too is this. When it comes down to these relationships, where, for instance, you made a lot of concessions, you compromised a lot on some of the things you were looking for in a partner with this person, but you're willing to go on and accept them. You gotta ask yourself this question. Will I be okay with this going forward? Is this something I can endure long term? Some of us start out that way in relationships, thinking that we're the almighty and we'll conquer everything. Then a little bit down the road, we'll say, whoa, wait a minute, what the hell is this? And we turn that corner on it. Like, no. And then you get mad because you think you've wasted time with this person that you could have spent better pursuing someone else or being alone. You know, a friend of mine contacted me yesterday, and I'm sorry for you folks that waited for the release of the podcast edition for today. I had to use one of the pre-recorded older shows because what had happened, the show that I recorded, I played it back, and it was full of dropouts from the internet. And hell, I think I only got maybe a half a segment, so I scrapped the whole thing. So if you ever see that happen, usually it's because if it's like a show you've heard before, it's because there was a problem on the end of putting things together and producing it. You don't have deja vu. Now, the crazy thing is this. She tells me, this friend of mine, I'm dealing with 15 guys on Tinder. What do you mean you're dealing with 15 guys? She said, well, they're all interested in me. But what I've decided to do, I like one guy's personality. I like the other guy's money. I like the other guy's sense of humor. I like the other guy because he's into sports. I like the other guy because he's into this. And I asked her, how long do you think this is going to last? Because you're not, you know, spring chicken. She's 49 years old. And most of these guys are in their late 20s through mid 40s. And there's nothing wrong with having fun. Because she's been divorced now, I think, 10 years. And there's something that I've told her. And I asked her permission to actually talk about this subject. And she told me, I don't care. And I said, okay, since you don't care, why don't you come on the show and tell the story yourself? Now, I heard your show. I like the way you do it. Now, if you pay me, I'll come on your show. And that was a damn sure non-starter there. I said, honey, I don't even pay myself. So, my dear, whenever you want to come on, you can. You have an open invite. Well, here's the thing. She complains about not having a man, not getting a man. And what usually happens, the guys will mess around with her for about 2 weeks or so, and then they'll leave. Because they don't see it going anywhere, and that's what I've been trying to explain to her. But she likes the thrill of opening packages, going places. But she's never going to get serious with any of these guys as far as falling in love with them. Fellas, you will run across some women that really love the attention, but that's all they want. They don't want the commitment. They don't want the heavy stuff to go with it. But she gives off that aura like that's what she's looking for. On her profile, she talked about all of these things the guy has to have. And then when I look at her bio, she just got sweet, loving, and honest. That's it. Those three words. And she's got a shitload of stuff that she wants from the guy. Now I'm not knocking her or dragging her or anything, because we talked about this at length. And I asked her to come on the show. And then I said, well, why don't you just share with everybody? She said, oh, no, no, no. Mm-mm. I'll let you tell it. I said, well, please correct me if I said anything wrong or out of line. Well, she said, oh, no, you'll hear from me directly if that's the case. So it's kind of cool. I've known her for several years. I knew her before she started playing these games, when she was really, I wouldn't say a nice woman because of the fact that she's still nice. I'll put it this way, a nicer, naive woman. I guess that'd be the context of it. Really sweet. Hell, I was thinking about talking to her at first, but haven't you seen someone that was kind of innocent to a fault? She had just gotten out of a marriage and was very, very extremely vulnerable, but sweet. You run across those every once in a while. Ladies, I'm going to tell you something that will help you out immensely with men. The more of that gentle innocence you have as a woman, that would normally be placed with a woman that's maybe a tweener, where she's just coming out of her teens, going into her 20s or so. If you still have that hint of innocence, many men are attracted to that. What they're not attracted to are callous women. There's a lady that hit me up on Woo Plus the other night. Hey, N-word, what's up? What's going on in your world? Black woman, sister, 47 years old. And I asked her, I'd like to know who you're talking to. I'm talking to you, fool. So you call me the N-word, now you call me a fool. I said, don't you find any of this insulting? Motherfucker, I just wanted to know how you were feeling. Boy, that's a hell of a way to start off an online conversation, right? I tell you, fellas, women can treat us any kind of way and think it's okay. Of course, I blocked the ass. Why would I want anybody like that in my life? I could find it on the street corner anywhere. And they wonder why a lot of these black men wind up with women of other races. It's because of shit like that. not the hair, it's not the eyes, it's the behavior. There's no excuse for it, so I didn't try to make one. Oh, she frustrated, she tired, she probably had a bad... I don't want to hear that shit. I'm tired. I'm out of excuses for people with my same paint job. Out of excuses. I remember when I got robbed that time years ago. Like I did it. Didn't get anything but an ass whooping. And then what happened? They were taking me to jail. All those white folks out there. What the sister say? Oh, he was just trying to feed himself and feed his family. As if that's supposed to be justified. Didn't give a fuck that another black man was in a fight with him for his life. That didn't matter. With that mindset, you're always going to have problems. You're never going to go forward. You're always going to go sideways with it. Maybe they'll figure it out one day. And of course, I'm not indicting or talking about all black women by no stretch. Because there's some people that they hear that dog whistle, black woman, they think that everybody's included. No. I've dated some upstanding and wonderful black women, both in the United States and from other parts of the world. I think it was really cool. It happened to me when I was in Hong Kong. There was an African-American woman, well, I wouldn't call her African-American, she was black. And I went to this place called Beat Boutique. And there they'll customize suits for you. And at that time, you could get 3 suits for like $150. I'm talking shirts, silk shirts, any kind of, you go through GQ magazine, anything you pointed out they could make. And she was one of the people there to receive us. This woman spoke 7 languages fluently. Just as beautiful as I don't know what. And she was from Cincinnati. Her husband was Chinese. Old girl made a way for herself. I was really impressed and happy for her. And the thing I found was that you find a lot of people that may feel that they are emotionally, socially displaced. Even within their own group. And many times over, they'll find themselves going elsewhere, not for validation, but for peace of mind. When I was in the Philippines, at peace. When I was in certain parts of Europe, at peace. A couple of places in Africa, at peace. Majority of Africa, not at peace. Uganda, Chad, other countries. Pins and needles. Australia wasn't at peace. New Zealand, I was at peace. India, tense than a motherfucker. I hadn't been used to being around that many damn people for anything. That's the way it goes. But here's the thing. It was still cool. No indictment on the countries because all the people were wonderful that I met along the way. But here's the thing. Sometimes you'll find that there are more places in the world for you than where you are. More cities, more towns than where you are. You know, I talked to some of my friends back in Mississippi that never left. And pointed, many of them have a limited view on the world and the possibilities and aspirations. And some of the ignorance, of course, because they didn't outgrow their environment. I don't condemn them for that. But yet they complain about their communities, where they are. And they'll say something like, well, I'm sure glad I live here. Well, inadvertently, you made the choice. Nothing wrong with it. But some people complain about the choices they make. Whether it's good or bad. We're going to talk more in just a moment.
You have new mail. Ciao Hausan, sono Donatella Massa Antonia Gioprelletti. Potresti ricordarti di me? Sono la sorella di Monica. Adoro ascoltare il tuo programma Romantic Truth. Continua così, mia sorella ti amava davvero e sarebbe così orgogliosa di te.
Babe, I will listen to you next time when agreeing to being a guest on a podcast. This guy is in Charlotte.
What are the reasons why black men are not sought out by white women?
There are various reasons why black men might not be sought out by some white women. It could be due to societal stereotypes, cultural differences, personal preferences, or individual biases. However, it's important to note that attraction and relationships are complex and vary greatly among individuals.
Have you personally dated a black man before?
Yes, once, and it was a very fulfilling experience.
I bet it was. The only reason why a white chick is gonna be with a black dude is for his dick. Nothing else, because they can't do shit for you. Go on any social media. Black women always say black men ain't shit. Now, am I lying about that?
There may be some that think that way, but I'm sure there are some women like myself that may not be so proud of some men in my own race, like you.
Don't come for me, you fucking cow. If you weren't so fat and disgusting, maybe I would have fucked you.
You are so fucking rude. I don't have to sit here and listen to this shit. You asked me to be a guest on your shitty podcast.
Pick up your shit and go. Bye, you bitch. The door is to the fucking left. Men, this what happens when you try having a conversation with a woman. I pointed out that she only was with the black dude for his dick. When I was in college, we weren't stupid. The black girls wanted us for clout. We would fuck them and leave them because it wouldn't look good bringing them home.
I could never fuck a black person because they are gross to me. Well, I learned something new about you too.
Don't start shit or you can unhook your mic and
so
leave too.
All this time I've helped you? This is how you repay me? Get your shit out of my house, because I ain't gonna be fucking no one after one of those people.
Candy May, who the fuck is that woman? She sounds like that she's one of the daughters from the old Confederacy. It seems like dude was on a shoestring budget inside a basement or something like that.
You almost got it right. We were inside his garage. That lady was at least 65 and he is 32.
I'm willing to bet you he just got out of jail. That's the reason why he's with her. Well, you know, you have to start somewhere. But I feel so crushed. Because that means that the only reason why you were with me, according to the way that guy's logic goes, is because of my dick. I feel so used.
Now, Jiaosan, you know better than that. I'm not gonna lie, you have to have nerve for that curve. How could he call me fat? I'm 5'11 and 165 pounds. I have always been a big, thick girl. It was only obvious that he was fucking her for rent. Please allow me to set the visual for you. I sat on a blue milk crate. He was across from me in a folding chair, and she was in another chair wearing lingerie that was two sizes too large.
You have new mail.
I really thought I blew it on my date last night when my ex texted me. My date acted like nothing happened, and after dinner we went back to my place. She started farting and went into the bathroom. A few minutes later, I heard the bathtub being filled. She then asked me to come in and join her in the tub. Despite the smell, it was a wonderful night.
Oh my gosh.
Praetorian guards. Take this foul plebeian mistress to the Colosseum with the wild beasts and gladiators.
few years ago, I was on Facebook dating, you know, trying to find my man. And I met this guy and we had been talking for a few days. So we exchanged numbers and started talking on the phone. We both had iPhones, so we started FaceTiming. I'm a big person when it comes to like online dating. I want you to see me in real time. I want to see you in real time so that we're not wasting our time, because we know attraction is important. So anyway, we're FaceTiming daily. And I would literally like post my phone up around my house and walk around with my earpiece in and just like talk to him. So he's seeing me, like he knows what I look like. And I always let him know, like, listen, not a small girl, not a size 2, not even a size 10. Like your girl got meat on her bones, okay? Like your girl is juicy, okay? So he's very much aware. So we finally make a date to go out to eat. We decide to go to Waffle House. Don't come for me. I love Waffle House. Anyway, so I get there. I'm early. He hits me up. I'm going to be late. That's fine. He's like, go ahead and order your food. I'll hit you up when I get close. Okay. So I'm sitting there ordering my food. I'm sitting there just, you know, waiting. 15 minutes go by. He's not there. I'm like, okay, hey, let me know when you're close. No response. Okay, you know, I'm a patient person. So anyway, maybe like 25 minutes later, I see a bus pull up in front of Waffle House. It's not a regular city bus. A city bus is long. This is a short city bus, like 10 to 15 seat city bus, okay? He gets off the bus. I'm thinking to myself, oof. Now these buses, from my understanding, are for like handicap, you know, like some type of like illnesses to where you can't drive yourself. So he gets off this bus and I'm like, okay, we're not gonna judge this man because he's on this bus, because maybe he has, you know, something else going on. We're you know, girl, we're not gonna judge this man. We're not gonna judge this man. So I'm sitting there, okay, that's fine. He walks in. I'm the only person in Waffle House, minus the waitresses. He had to have seen me because there's no one else there and you know I'm already here. He goes to a different booth and sits down. So I think to myself, okay, you are like 30 minutes late at this point. I'm not gonna call your name. I'm gonna sit here because you're the one that's late. I'm gonna wait for you to come to me. He never does. He gets a water, he sits there for like 5 minutes, and gets up and walks out. So I'm sitting there like, what just happened? So I get up, pay for my food, and I go outside where he's standing because he took the bus. Anyway, and I look at him and I say, well, it was nice to meet you. And I got in my car and I drove off and I blocked him. Fast forward like 4 or 5 months later, he hits me up on Facebook Messenger because he's blocked on my phone. And he's like, hey, you know, my album's coming out. Please support. I'm thinking to myself, why would I do that? So, of course, me, you know, I'm like, why would I support you when you did me really dirty? Like, why would I do that? And he's like, you know, what are you talking about? So he calls me on Facebook Messenger. And I'm like, we had a date and you saw me at Waffle House and you didn't even come and acknowledge me. And he said, I didn't see you. When I walked in, all I saw was some fat girl at the booth. I didn't see you. All you saw was some fat girl? I'm thinking to myself, what? And I said, okay, well, thank you for clarifying. And I hung up and I blocked him on Facebook Messenger too. I was so offended because my thing was, I'm always intentional. I always FaceTime you and I'm not just gonna FaceTime you. Like, I'm gonna FaceTime you and walk around so that you know what I look like. I'm not a skinny girl. I'm a plus size girl, you know this, okay? And like, I've sent him pictures and everything. So it was very, very interesting. Let me tell you something about this dating world. It's crazy, okay? We are better off just literally going outside. I don't believe in dating sites no more.
All right, folks, let's talk about this particular situation here. One thing she did right in the beginning was to wear a headset and to prop the phone up in a place where he had a visual of her physically. So in other words, she was clearing that out of the way. You can't discriminate against me for being fat because of the fact that you saw me before we went on a date. Good thinking, ma'am. And I've gone out with a couple of women that have done that prior. Let me just show you up front what you're getting into. We had to deal with that. Now, the one thing, like I told you, the surprises are when you're chatting with someone, video chatting with someone, and you meet them for the first time, and then you see whatever's kind of fucked up on them. It's like, whoa, why don't you tell me that shit? Now, here's the thing. They're coordinated. Now, she said that he arrived at the Waffle House 30 minutes late. This is where she messed up. She should have left. Remember the policy I always tell you? 15 minutes early to get there for the date. At that point, it's the onus of the person from the 15 minutes prior to the date to contact you if they're going to be late. On the backside of it, it's an option for the person who's waiting for the other party to contact them to say, are you okay? Where are you? That kind of thing. They're not under any obligation to do so. And probably might call maybe 7.5 minutes after the hour of the date. Now, when you get to 15 minutes after the date, Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Well, if the date's like at 6 o'clock and he arrived at 6:30, you see what I'm saying? I'm saying that window between 15 minutes prior to 15 minutes after, that's your 30 minutes. So what happened with this young lady? She got stood up. Now, she's a BBW, and she got stood up in the literal sense. The guy was right there in the place with her and refused to come over. Ladies, that's a stand-up. Now, let me tell you something. I have walked out on women when they misrepresented themselves. I met a lady online one time. Thought I was going to meet this beautiful blonde. The lady I met was blonde, all right. It just was not her natural hair. The contacts were blue, all right. She looked like a damn alien. I'm not talking about anything that's human. I'm talking about outer space. Because what she had done to her skin, she had fucked her skin up. Skin bleach, that crap. She had this grayish... She looked like a corpse, seriously. Now, the photo that was posted on the dating site all throughout her gallery was of a Caucasian woman with blonde hair. When I got there, I saw something that scared the shit out of me. I started to run. And what I did, I came over to her. She was happy. She said, oh, you must be James. I said, yes. And I said, you know what? I see that you're not who you say you were. You totally deceived me. I'm leaving. What? Mm-mm. If you're that desperate that you have to do something to that extreme, no. I'm not going to accept somebody that's going to try to deceive me on the first date. What kind of person would I be to accept that? I deserve better than that. Everybody deserves better than that. Now, in this case, this woman was very generous with her judgment. Very, 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 very generous. Ma'am, he was riding a dollar ride. That's what he was on. And I'm willing to bet you he didn't tell you he had a disability. This is how some of you disabled folks, like myself, even though I don't do this shit, some of you omit your disability, and then you wind up getting your feelings hurt. I got it in my profile on every dating site I'm on. Visually impaired, let them know my limitations. I don't drive. For other people's safety, I don't drive, including my own. What, worried about being discriminated against? Worried about being limited? You're going to be discriminated against no matter what. Like I hadn't faced discrimination before as a black man in America. What else is new? This is just another level of discrimination that's added on top of the others. So, he goes there, orders water, and sits down at the other table. And doesn't even speak to the woman. He knows damn well who she is. Unless, there are two things. If he was totally blind, he wouldn't know. But by the same token, if he was totally blind, she would have noticed that from the beginning when he walked into the Waffle House. Plus, she might need to lay off that damn Waffle House because there's some damn good food. But get too carried away with it. If your metabolism can't process that shit quickly enough, you're going to get fat. Now, the other thing too here is that it was disrespectful. He didn't acknowledge her. Then he leaves. She leaves and lets him know that she was his date. Folks, what this smacks of is someone trying to get something better than they deserve. Ooh, I know that right there is kind of messed up. It kind of stings. I'm talking about him. He was probably hoping for this slender, fine-ass woman. I fail to believe that he even probably noticed this woman on video. He probably was just talking to her initially and not really sitting there to watch. And of course, she blocked him. He contacted her again on Facebook Messenger because he was talking about some damn album dropping. Your album can drop all it wants to now. Shit, unless you go on tour, you're not making any money. Streaming don't pay shit, so I don't understand the whole concept of that. But here's the thing. He does this, asking her to buy his album, and she lets him know that she was the lady at the Waffle House, etc., etc. After he told her there was some fat chick there talking about her. She did everything that she was supposed to do, even beyond what most women would have done. So, in that respect, kudos to that young lady. Now, she's on Facebook dating. And I know what happens is when she gets disappointed like that, or when women get disappointed like that, the first extreme they want to do is to talk about how horrible dating is. People have unsubscribed from this podcast because they're like, oh, you're too negative. You know, dating's tough enough. And you look, here's the thing. You got to quit being a candy ass and start realizing that when you're out there dating, there are people out there. Some people will have this as a lifestyle choice. You're going out in that same environment for something totally different, like a relationship. Let me put it to you this way, so you'll probably understand a little bit better. And I don't mean to be condescending, but I'm just going to try to establish a concept here. You go to a football stadium to see a football game, right? Now, an activist would go to that same football game in order to exploit that environment for their cause. So, they may go and hold up a banner during the game for their cause. Save the trees, save the whales, or whatever. Same environment, different agendas, different purposes, right? That's the way dating is. Just like life, you're going to have some things that you'll be able to contend with, some things you won't. But to sit there naively to think that, one, it can't happen to you. Two, to be so damn scared that you're afraid to make a move. And number three, to come up with the snap judgment of, oh, there are no good people out there. You deserve to be single. You deserve to be frustrated. You deserve every thought you had about not finding that person. Because what you've done is boxed yourself off from the rest of the world. The reality of dating is there are going to be good people and jerks and jerkettes. And just because you see the pristine ads on TV with the Ken doll model that they had hired or the actress that they had hired in order to play the role, and not to mention, even if they were going to go through true members of the dating site, they're going to rifle through until they find the quintessential Ken and Barbie. Doesn't matter what race they are, they got to look very photogenic because they're there to sell a product. But that was their relationship. They were very fortunate to find it. Hallelujah. It doesn't mean that it's magically going to happen for you. I heard one lady tell me, well, you know, the only reason why I'm doing online dating because one of my best friends found her husband that way. Damn, you're that dense that you're going to follow somebody. Why don't you try doing it on your own? I didn't tell her that. I didn't tell her about her being dense. But you could have done that yourself. You didn't have to go and let someone else kind of have a proving ground for you. And folks, those kind of people scare me. They scare me. I'm not going to do it until somebody else does it. What the fuck is that about? So if I'm on a sinking ship and there's a boat sitting there on the side of the ship, and I decide to take the risk of jumping off the ship onto that boat in order to save my life, and you sit your dumb ass up there and waiting for somebody else to jump off first and get on the boat. But by the time you wait and everybody's jumping into the water, now all of a sudden, you're trying to save yourself? Bite me. Look, here's the thing. Kudos to this lady for what she did. But she shouldn't go negative on dating in general because of this guy. You got to remember, she was catfished in this, in that he more than likely did not disclose he had a disability. Because she was surprised that he showed up on a dollar ride. Let's face it. As a disabled guy, I never use dollar ride. Not that I'm better than anybody. But if I did have to use it, the only reason why I don't use it is because it's not convenient for me. I want something where I can call up, car comes, driver takes me where I need to go, bam, I'm there. I'm out of the place and I'm not sitting around waiting for a hell of a lot of time. And not dealing with a whole bunch of people either, going to and fro. Showing up on a date using Dollar Ride, if you would have let her know in the beginning that you had a disability, it would have been more acceptable. And see, a lot of people are very sensitive about disclosing their disabilities. I understand that. But that's part of the ecosystem when it comes to dating. They're not just going to magically sidestep that shit after all this time you guys have chatted and talked and text, and then all of a sudden you're going to tell them, oh yeah, by the way, I have this disability. Trust me, they have already an option to diss you for the deception, the omission. The omission is worse than a commission. Because if a person omit something, that means you deliberately deceived that individual. Disability be damned. You're no longer forgiven. This is the reason why I tell you, in the initial stages before you meet someone, anything that's going to impact that situation for that meeting, you probably need to square up with them and tell them the truth. That will actually save you time. Now, this young lady mentioned that she was wanting to save time by doing the video chat up front. She is smart because this is the best way to filter people out. Because the scammers are damn sure not going to video chat with you. They're going to lie to you and tell you something's wrong with their phone, computer, or whatever. Now, there are others that will video chat with you. And right after the video chat, they made their assessment of you as to, nope, you're not handsome enough or you're not attractive enough. We're done. It all depends. But in any case, I wish this young lady well. And hopefully, she hasn't given up. She'll probably find someone. She deserves someone. But we'll carry on in a moment.
You have new mail.
Just to give you an update, I went out with the guy that didn't want to know whether I was trans or not. Apparently, he didn't care. I went against my rule and slept with him. OMG, this man is now talking about leaving his family for me. I'm definitely not ready for this.
What this tells me is that he is probably, and I don't mean no shade against you, he wanted to get out of that relationship. He wanted out of his marriage. It's only apparent. And you probably were the first person that came along. Now, you probably turned him out, whatever you guys did, intimately. And I think the guy probably already knew and didn't care what he was dealing with you. So that was irrelevant as he saw it in his world, from his perspective. I'm just speculating now. The problem you have now is that you don't know this man. And he's willing to do all this. He's going to the extreme already. That's a red flag. Well, you did what you did with him. I think that's the incentive for him to pursue you. And therefore, you got to be very careful. For one, be careful about what he does for you. I tell anyone this. If you got someone that's interested in you and you guys have been together for a very short period of time and this person is love bombing you and giving you a whole bunch of gifts, accolades, and they're making all these declarations of what they're going to do, beware. Danger is afoot. You don't know what you're dealing with. You don't know who you're dealing with. And you don't know the mental status of this person. Slow down. Take your time. Now, what he's probably worried about is somebody taking you off the market. Now, and this is a common thing for insecure people. They would rather go out and do something drastic in order to try to keep a person in their lives than to take their time and pace themselves. And I'm going to tell you right now, you get involved with this man in a relationship, his insecurity is going to be the driving force. What are some of the things you're going to probably experience? He's going to know where you are 24/7. See, he's the kind of person that would probably quit his job to check up on you. So you got to be very careful about dealing with someone like this. slow to roll. And don't make yourself so readily available for him either. Create some space, some distance. You already slept with the man, so what you have to look at it now is there's a good possibility he's going to try to creep into your life anytime, any opportunity he gets. I got to give this young lady credit that I'm going to play on this excerpt. She gets it. Now, this is the kind of woman that I could hit it off with. We could have a nice relationship with without any problems, just on one premise. The way she thinks and the reality she shares. Now, folks, we got a good show for you today. So I want you to sit back, relax. We're going to talk today about dealing with the other party. It's not going to be too heavy, too deep, but we are going to talk about some things in relation to two people getting along in a relationship. Now, hear me out. Some of you that are new listeners might have had the wrong impression of the show. This is not a feel-good show. And it's not a feel-bad show. It's a feel-real show. There'll be sweet moments, sour moments. Like I'm trying to work on now on one of the episodes. Best spots to go for dates. And I'm trying to see if I can get it done in certain cities. So, but that's a future project that's down the way. Being that I'm doing everything myself when it comes down to putting together the show, things will take time. Because the one thing I'm not going to do is exhaust myself. But I want to also uphold my commitment to you as listeners. But we're going to do that along with a few other things that I have planned. Now, here's what I would tell you, folks. As I told you before, a woman can come to a man in any condition whatsoever, and a man will accept her. Because as men, we have no standards for you, because most men are desperate enough to have you just because you're female. Remember I talked about needs and wants? A woman can want a man. She could describe the type that she wants. She's ordering a man like she would order vanilla ice cream. Whether it's French vanilla, regular vanilla. As men, whatever comes down, we have to take as the only opportunity we'll probably have for a relationship many times, believe it or not. That's the reason why men have to put so many irons in the fire with so many women. Ladies, by the way, let me explain something. Because a few of you have written in about a question to the effect of, why is it that men try to go for all these women? Ladies, here's the difference. You can select one man that you desire because of what you wanted. A man that needs one good woman, he throws the fishing net out there for hundreds. And guess what he has to do? Go through each one of them. Well, he doesn't have to do it, but most do. And the reason why they do this is to find out when they need. But see, you have selective choice of getting exactly and precisely what you want as women. And the man will comport and comply to your wishes. When it comes to us, we have to find someone who likes us as we are. If we want to be loved. Now, if we want to be pretty much managed or controlled, what do you see? The guy that you can fix, the guy that you can change, and the guy who will change voluntarily to appease you. Except for one thing for you ladies. That guy that's very compliant with your wishes, or you get bored of him and you will dog him out. You'll call him a simp. Material girls love simps, by the way. But here's the thing. As men, we look for someone that can accept us as we are. We make compromises. And see, that's the disrespect some men perceive in women. Are we just going to start a relationship and you're just going to start dictating to me as to what I got to change in order to be in compliance with you? If we were to say that to you ladies, it would be a whole different story. But you need to cut your beard. You need to go and trim your hair in order for us to get along and to have a relationship. Flip that over. If a guy says, you know what? You need to cut your hair. I'm not cutting my hair. You should be offended by it. And don't let her get a consensus of friends. You need to lose a little weight. Man could never tell a woman that. Starting out. The only woman he could tell that to is a woman who's not empowered and who feels as though what has happened is that the man's supposed to tell me how to vote. The man's supposed to tell me what to do. You know, typical conservative families. You better not be voting for Hillary. That kind of household. Well, anyway, I'm going to let you listen to this young lady. And then I'll be back with you right after.
Can't convince me that men don't love more purely and more unconditional. Let me explain. Women can come into a relationship and have literally nothing. They can work a part-time job. They can be making minimum wage. They could have no money in their bank account. Some women can even be in debt and men will still accept them for exactly who they are because these men are looking for partnerships and wives. But also, men will accept women's psychotic breaks. Men will accept the irrational behavior. They will tolerate so much disrespect. It can be dragged. Men that truly love women will let their women put them through the ringer, and they still won't leave. They love these women for exactly who they are, and even if she wants to change her career or go to nursing school, 9 times out of 10, he's gonna help her and fund that and support her. Whether she's dressed up or she's dressed down, there's nothing about her that he doesn't love because he fell in love with her for exactly who she is. But women, on the other hand, have a laundry list of expectations and standards that change based on the men that they're with. And then it changes even more once the men meet those requirements or those expectations because they are expecting these men to fill the unhappy void that's basically unfillable because it's something that she has to do within herself. Women love with conditions. They don't love purely. And it's conditional based on what he can give her. And that's why you hear so many women leave after men lose their jobs. Women expect their men to always be changing and be in tune with their emotions. But guess what? 9 times out of 10, women don't even understand their own emotions and expect men to just kind of guess as they go. And it's just not the same for men. Men love more purely and more unconditionally, and you can't convince me otherwise.
We at Romantic Truth appreciate your listenership.
Listeners, you're invited to stream and listen to Jawsen's music on Apple Music, Amazon Music, Spotify, AudioMac, or Deezer. Type in J-A-U-S-A-N in the search for artists to follow and like modern instrumental music from his discography.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those solely of the host and are not condoned or endorsed by Romantic Truth, Anchor, or any of its affiliates.
The advice given herein is the expressed opinion of the host and not to be used for legal, marital, or family, counseling, or for professional practice purposes. In the event for professional assistance, please contact the local licensed professional family counselor, marriage counselor, or social services professional in your region.
If you need someone to talk to in regards to help, you may contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 800-273-8255. Available 24 hours. All correspondences read on the show have been pre-screened and pre-approved by the submitter to be aired on the show.
Be advised that all of the background music of production not provided by Anchor is owned by James Adams and Jawsen 1 Music, exclusively licensed for this Romantic Truth podcast under waiver.
Please understand that there were no people or animals hurt in the segments of this show, including plants. All sound effects were improvised in the studio setting with props. We are an equal opportunity employer with 2 Yorkie poodles and a rat terrier as the security detail.
Please be advised that the content of this podcast is under copyright by Romantic Truth and James Adams.